Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Samantha Stone for Sam Shad. My co-host today, Marlene Lockhart. What do we have on the menu, Marlene?
Coming up today, we've got a very interesting discussion on nuclear waste, an issue that just never goes away.
And as always, a powerful Power Pundit panel. That's all coming up. Stay with us.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Renovation, a medical spa by Dr. Charles Burden, offering Restylane and Botox treatments plus a full-service spa. Drift away with a tranquil Swedish massage. Our facials are customized for your specific skin care needs. Rejuvenate the whole body with one of our many body wraps and finish with a professional manicure, pedicure, or makeup application. Renovation, a medical spa. Treatments to refresh your life. 960 Collin Crossing, one block west of McCarran at Plum.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI water and sewer companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard. While biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Samantha Stone in for Sam Shad. My co-host today, Marlene Lockhart from Capital Strategies. And we have with us two gentlemen from Nevadans for Carbon Free Energy. They're officers in a nonprofit corporation. Alan Humphrey, president. Randy York, director. What is Nevadans for Carbon Free Energy?
Nevadans for Carbon Free Energy is a nonpartisan, nonprofit corporation that was formed to educate people in Nevada on the benefits of using Yucca Mountain for additional purposes beyond what it was originally funded for. There's a sunk cost already at Yucca Mountain. It's going to be closed down and just wasted. What we should do is find a way to utilize that resource for the benefit of Nevada. There's almost $1 billion a year being collected right now in a trust fund for the disposal of nuclear waste. And we think we can access those funds for the benefit of the people in Nevada. Reprocessing will happen. And instead of having Yucca Mountain as a permanent storage facility, we should take that that waste in, establish a reprocessing facility within Nevada to generate revenue where we can resell that material back for use in the industry.
And on your website, you have a business plan that pretty much outlines what you just said, but it has short, medium, and long-term strategies. Without getting deeply into it, let's skim the surface, short-term, medium-term, long-term, in a sentence or two.
Right. Initially, what we would see is that to have a nuclear reprocessing facility in the state, first of all, you have to have nuclear waste. So you would go ahead and negotiate with the Department of Energy to bring in the nuclear waste. Change Yucca Mountain from a permanent storage facility to a temporary storage facility with the goal of establishing the reprocessing facility. It can be virtual, too. It doesn't, the reprocessing facility wouldn't have to be at Yucca Mountain. It could be any place in Nevada where there's water or the facilities to support it. So you could support that reprocessing facility any place within the state. You'd only use the Yucca facility for the temporary storage and to establish the basis from which to get into the reprocessing business.
First, I'd like to state that I am not opposed to reprocessing. I'm glad that it appears for the moment that the nuclear waste storage site is off the table, although we understand it's still being litigated. But I'm a realist. And in today's reality, reprocessing is not the law of the land. Starting in the Gerald Ford administration, they prohibited reprocessing. So the notion that we are all of a sudden going to turn the nuclear dump site into a processing facility, I think, is just Pollyannish. There's a UNLV professor in Las Vegas, Dr. Hershenova, who supports reprocessing also. And even he says reprocessing is at a minimum 30 to 40 years out. So the notion that we're going to get money in enough along the Alaska pipeline kind of benefit is just not dealing in reality, in my view. Now, can you tell me how I'm wrong?
Well, the reality is that this whole issue has been kicked around for 25 years, and almost $13 billion, or about $13 billion, has been actually spent on the Yucca project to this point. About $33 billion has been collected in user fees through the nuclear industry to dispose of the nuclear waste. In 25 years, I don't know about you, but the computer I bought 25 years ago took up a whole room and had less computing power than my Apple iPhone does today. And so technology has moved forward. There's many countries in the world today that are doing reprocessing and doing it successfully, although it's not really commercially viable. It requires some government subsidies in order to be able to go forward.
Correct.
The thing is that our plan, the first part of our plan, is to take in the spent fuels and to use those and have them become an asset to the state so that in the later years we can reprocess
that. Okay, but let's back up. It's not allowed in this country.
Well, there are going to have to be changes in the law to allow it.
And that doesn't happen overnight.
But it can happen overnight. I mean, they came up with the nuclear policy in 1976, the Nuclear Waste Act in 1976, and it's been amended twice since then. And that does, and through that vehicle, we believe that we can federally get the law changed so we'll be able to accomplish the things that we want
to accomplish. In 1976, it was amended to point out Nevada in 1982.
Right.
Many years later, then amended again in 1987.
86, I believe it.
And so here we are again, over 10 years. If you accept nuclear waste now to the dump site, that negates all these other alternative plans that we'd like to see the dump site used for.
We don't believe so. We believe in our plan.
You can't have nuclear waste and an energy park. They don't mix.
We believe that we can do that. And here's the situation.
But based on what science? See, that's, you can't
can
just...
Can we get an answer in 30 seconds so we can move on?
Yeah, based on the science, that technology is already in place. The Lawrence Livermore Laboratories are working on a laser process right now that doesn't require any water in order to reprocess or recycle the nuclear spent fuels. And also there are new types of reactors that are being developed right now that could actually consume the entire fuel rod so that there is zero waste from that process. All of that will require assets. In other words, we can use the spent fuels as those assets and sell them. But our first step in this process of the three-part process is to accept the fuels and to be compensated for that. We think that will generate about $4 billion worth of revenue to the state, which we want to distribute 50% of it to the people in a direct dividend through a permanent Alaska-type permanent fund. 25% of it will go directly to the state budget to help offset the deficits, and 25% of it will go to run the energy park.
All right. If you think it's contentious here, Marlene, you'll get a shot when we come back from the break. If you think it's contentious here, step outside the state
It's contentious everywhere else, too, this subject of Yucca Mountain, what will be done with it. This is Nevada Newsmakers. We'll be back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Senior homeowners have been feeling anxious about money lately. The good news is that you can do something about it now with Home Equity Relief. Stop the worry and stay in your home. Find out how much money you can receive every month with a reverse mortgage.
I'm just one of 500,000 seniors that sleeps better at night.
It's true. A government-backed reverse mortgage stops the concern about money and keeps you self-reliant.
After Phil died, my home equity release covered missing Social Security payments and kept me safely in our house. Maybe you should re-examine this government-insured program, too.
Be smart enough to look for yourself. Receive our new information kit when you qualify. Only Comfortable Retirement offers home equity release, the new reverse mortgage program designed for active seniors.
Lock in the cash value of your biggest asset and maintain your independence.
After all your hard work, you're entitled to a comfortable retirement and never having a mortgage payment again.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
You bet. Employee background check, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
All systems checked. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! Ah! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking with the director and the president from Nevadans for Carbon Free Energy, Alan Humphrey and Randy York. And a contentious issue, no matter how you approach it. In other states, this is becoming an issue in their senatorial campaigns, notably Washington, where Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat, has been criticized by her Republican challenger for not doing enough to help Yucca Mountain storage or reprocessing or whatever it's going to be become a reality. This is something where you might align yourself with politicians from outside your state. What's your status in terms of political alignments?
We're basically trying to stay nonpartisan in the whole issue. We're trying to approach it simply from a business standpoint, looking at it as an opportunity for jobs and revenue for Nevada. We've seen the politicians kick the can down the road every year. Everybody talks about how laws can't be changed, how we can't make any changes to do anything and deal with the nuclear waste issue. Someday we're going to have to deal with it, and we'd like to position Nevadans in that camp to be the base and the foundation to develop the technology and to develop the jobs and have that infrastructure in Nevada for the benefit of the people of Nevada.
In your business plan, you talk and you stated about an annual income to the state of Nevada. Right now, today, there are some 71 lawsuits against the Nuclear Waste Fund, and that totals almost $14, $15 billion. And the nuclear waste folks, DOE estimates that they have potential liabilities of over $500 million. How do you see Nevada realistically getting in line before all these other utilities that have paid in all of these years and haven't had any of the waste moved to date? How do you think that
aren't these lawsuits based around wanting their money back because they paid it in?
Right. Exactly.
And, if we go ahead with it and actually reprocess this material, wouldn't those lawsuits go away?
Okay, number one, reprocessing is not a law of the land. So that's a number one hurdle.
Change the law.
Okay. But so far, there has not been any appetite. And even in Europe, they're changing from reprocessing to geological burial. I don't know. Have any of you read the latest GAO report from September of 2009 that...
Report on
it really, I think if you read the government,
what does it say?
It says a lot, and this was conducted at the request of Senator Boxer after the administration didn't fund the future of Yucca Mountain. So they are doing this study on what are the alternatives.
Every partisan politician has some study done to justify their position.
That's right.
That's why we've tried to take this to a nonpartisan, non-political, non-profit entity to let the private sector resolve this problem.
The point, I believe, is that you're being politically naive, and we have 30 seconds.
Well, I've been accused of being naive before.
We have 30 seconds to wrap it up. Are you being politically naive?
Not at all. We have made contact with some of the politicians in Washington. We've talked to our own representatives. We realize that it's a very, very difficult situation for them politically because of the political structure we have in Washington right now and because of the representation we have in Nevada and the strong stance that they've taken against coming up with a solution for this. We recognize that. We think that may change, and we want to be at the forefront of that change.
And Marlene is also correct when she says this isn't a discussion that we need a full hour for, perhaps more, and we don't have it. We've got to wrap it up now. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen, and we'll be back with the pundits on Nevada Newsmakers.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
On the next Face-to-Face, more with Republican gubernatorial candidate Brian Sandoval. He said driver's licenses for undocumented workers is something he'd consider. Where does he stand on that now, and what about Arizona's controversial law? Find out next, Face-to-Face.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your scissors. It's time for Ashley Furniture Home Store's coupon event, where we don't cut corners, just the price. Clip and save up to $2,600 store-wide on our already low Ashley direct prices. The savings keep adding up, where you can save $100, $250, $500, $750, up to $1,000. It's the coupon event, and it's everything it's cut out to be. Only at your Ashley Furniture Home Store, where great style doesn't have to be expensive.
We have a fearful society right now. What they're afraid of is that what we're going to be passing down to our children is not liberty and freedom, but debt and deficit. That's why you and I have an opportunity right now to change the direction of our country. Government is not the solution to the problem. Government is the problem. We, the people, are the solution. I'm Sharon Engel, and I approve this message.
News 4's exclusive SkyCam network, keeping an eye on Northern Nevada. Before the other crews get to the scene, News 4 has you covered for breaking news, weather, and traffic conditions. Plan your day with News 4's exclusive SkyCam network.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Before we start our pundit panel today, I have to retract something that I said on this program yesterday. I made a rather egregious mistake yesterday. We were speaking with Secretary of State Ross Miller about the Nevada State Prison and about the higher cost of keeping inmates at that facility. That cost is $4,000 to $6,000 per inmate per year. At one point in the conversation, I interjected to Secretary Miller that when you add that up over a biennium, it's over $500 million. I might as well have said $500 trillion. I was so far off. I checked my notes. The actual
excess cost in that facility is more like 5 to 8 million. Big mistake. I apologize to Secretary Miller. I apologize to viewers who may have taken that number to heart and who certainly should be able to rely on the information they get on this program. Having said that, it didn't change the substance of the discussion, which was that the additional cost of keeping inmates in this particular facility does take away resources that could be used on something else, and that was the discussion that I was trying to have. Moving on to our pundit panel, which consists today, Marlene Lockhart, my co-host from Capital Strategies, Trey Abney, Director of Government Relations from the Reno-Sparks Chamber of Commerce, Bob Barango, former Speaker of the Assembly, and Josh Hicks, attorney with Brownstein Hyatt. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Yesterday, we got the news Nevada eliminated from Race to the Top education grants. Harry Reid blames Governor Gibbons. Actually, if you read the entire piece, Governor Gibbons also blames Harry Reid. Your comments. I'll start with you, Josh.
Well, the blame game started almost immediately when that went out. I think everyone started seeing it on their Blackberries, seeing those kind of news things come in. But the bottom line is no one really knows why it didn't happen. We had a blue chip panel put together that application. It was Chancellor Dan Klage and Elaine Wynn co-chairing that. They put together a great application. There were a lot of other states that did not get this approved as well. There were, I think, 36 states in this round, and 19 got it, and the others didn't. And in the first round, only 2 states got it. So it's not really a slam dunk getting these kind of funds. I think we did what we can, and from what I understand, we won't hear the reasons for the denial until September. So that's probably the more appropriate time to start talking about whose fault it was.
And Trey, Elaine Wynn, who was on that task force, said that the task force itself produced more reform in 6 months than we've seen in the last decade, so that it was a productive process.
Well, that's just it, and I think some credit goes to the governor for setting up that task force, and of course the credit goes to that task force itself. No matter whether we got those federal funds or not, there is a structure, a plan in place now, and things that we know we have to do at the state level to make education better in this state. And so there's going to be legislation coming out of this that'll go to the 2011 legislative session, and maybe there's some federal changes that need to happen too. But I think, like Josh said, we don't know why we got rejected yet. That'll be very helpful once we know. And you'll notice a lot of the states that got this second round of funding had applied in the first round, so they got feedback. So maybe we get feedback from this round. I don't know how many other rounds there'll be, but hopefully feedback will help us in the future.
And some really stinging criticism of Harry Reid coming out of the governor's office. Once again, Harry Reid has failed Nevada. Reid has never lifted a finger to help us while we applied for these special federal funds for education. Harry Reid was asleep at the switch again when the teachers, parents, and children and families of Nevada needed his help. Bob, is this useful?
No. It's political season time, and everybody's pointing the finger at everybody else. These two gentlemen have said it well. I think that's the end of discussion, and these are just political comments.
Bob, do you remember a time that I read the press release and couldn't believe my eyes that a press release like that was coming out of the governor's office? Do you remember when we knew that folks really disliked each other, elected officials, but the public never knew that because there was sort of a line you didn't cross? You didn't make statements in an official press release. This is coming out of a governor's office, not a campaign office. And doesn't that just strike you as extraordinary?
The times you're talking about, that state of Nevada no longer exists. It hasn't existed for some time. This is a different state now, and different people in office that have different values about how they treat things, and everybody just says what's on their mind nowadays and comes right out with it. And there's no long-standing relationships like there used to be. So I don't. That's what happens now.
I hear this from people like the two of you who have been at this for a long time, that it used to be different, that everyone had the priorities of the state in mind, and that it's become more partisan. But are we looking at things through rose-colored glasses?
My thought, just on what you guys were talking about, I believe the first press release that took a shot at anybody came from Harry Reid's office.
His official office.
So you know, that ticked, that started the whole
thing. No, I agree. Yeah. Both ways. You didn't used to put that kind of stuff in.
It just doesn't make sense that Senator Reid would attack a governor that's not running for anything. I'm not sure what the point of it was.
Well, but the point of it is something that is a continual presence in our political dialogue.
Well,
now,
what it is a continual campaign. Mm-hmm. Campaigns never end anymore.
But Governor Gibbons isn't running for anything.
The campaign mentality, whether it's at the national level or the state level, continues on and on and on. Nobody gets down to doing the job and working for the people that elected them.
But is it harmful?
It can be, because they're doing that instead of doing other things.
And is it in any way helpful?
No.
Because why are they doing it if they don't perceive it as helpful?
It's probably, whether it's helpful or harmful, it's probably never really helpful. But it's what you've got to expect when it's election season like this, that you'll see those kind of things, especially from someone who's in a contested race. When you see it when it's not election season, that's when it's extraordinarily harmful, because then that's when it really damages relationships with people who need to be working together for the betterment of the state.
And we have a very short time to wrap this up. Yes or no, and that's all you get. Are we looking through rose-colored glasses at the past? Yes or no?
Well, you always are to some degree, but not...
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. There you have it, the final word. Thanks for joining us on Nevada Newsmakers, and we'll be back in just a moment.
If you or a loved one was diagnosed with mesothelioma or any other asbestos-related cancer, call now. Mesothelioma is a rare cancer, one of many linked to asbestos exposure. Exposure to asbestos in mills, shipyards, or in the heating, construction, and automotive industries may have put you at risk. Secondhand exposure to people close to you may have also resulted in mesothelioma. Please don't wait.
Call 1-800-893-7993. That's 1-800-893-7993. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson for James Sokolov, Wellesley, Mass.
How much lower can we go when Nevada schools rank last in the nation and Brian Sandoval cuts education by hundreds of millions more? What opportunities will we be denied when Sandoval's cuts force layoffs of 1 in 5 teachers? How overcrowded will our classrooms become when Sandoval raids the fund set aside for class size reduction? How can Nevada build a stronger economy if Brian Sandoval gets his way? Just ask yourself.
In Nevada, 6 out of 10 people who apply for Social Security disability benefits are denied. If you cannot work because of a permanent disability or illness and have been denied, call us. Because we're here in Nevada, we'll meet with you personally and find a doctor for your claim. At Shook and Stone, we'll guide you through the Social Security process and get you the money you deserve. Shook and Stone, make the law work for you. Call us.
I think someone at my friend's school has this thing called autism. My friend's brother's son has autism. My neighbor's son has autism. My son has autism.
Autism is getting closer to home. Today, 1 in 110 children is diagnosed with autism. That's a 600% increase in the last 20 years. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
Thanks for joining us on Nevada Newsmakers. Tomorrow, Ray Hager hosts Assemblywoman Sheila Leslie. Remember, you can always listen to us on the radio, too. KOH in Reno, KXNT in Las Vegas, on the web at Nevada Newsmakers.